I'm Beau Baker. Climate planners in Whitefish released the city's climate action plan for public review and comment this week. Nikki Ouellette reports.
Last year, Whitefish Mayor John Mulfield pledged the city would uphold the Paris Climate Accord. The city council voted to adopt a goal of reducing greenhouse gas emissions by 26% of the previous year's levels by 2025. The new Whitefish Climate Action Plan is a joint effort by the city, Whitefish schools, and a nonprofit called Climate Smart Glacier Country to outline what an increasingly volatile climate means for the city and recommend ways the city can reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Mariah Gladstone is the Energy Corps member for the city of Whitefish.
There's lots and lots of different things, and one chapter is dedicated to buildings and energy, but we also talk about consumption and waste. We talk about forests and watersheds.
The plan addresses a range of potential mitigation and adaptation actions, from converting city streetlights to LED bulbs, to building a solar array to power the city's new wastewater treatment plant, to using native and drought-resistant plants in city landscaping. The planning committee will accept comments now through March 19th. Final revisions are expected March 28th. The plan will be submitted to Whitefish City Council for a public hearing on April 2nd. More information is on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.